This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday night show with me, Stephanie,
Brian,
and Mark.
I'm glad you're joining us today. Our number is 855-450-FREE. You can call us and bring up anything that's on your mind. That's what's special about Free Talk Live. We're an open phone show, so really anything goes. If you have a question about bitcoins, want to talk about immigration perhaps, bring it up at 855-450-FREE, or you can call us on Skype at lrn.fm. And our website, of course, is freetalklive.com, where you'll find a new feature, right? It's Reddit is integrated into freetalklive.com. Isn't that right, Mark?
I hear that, yes.
Well, I looked at it today, and it looks like it's good to go.
Okay.
I also saw an email update from Ian. So
it looks different now?
Yes. It's a way where you can see popular news stories that are maybe relevant to Free Talk Live on the front page of the website. You can vote them up and vote them down. And it's like Reddit, and I think it is actually connected to Reddit.
It is.
What
can you submit
it.
Stories?
And
yes. Do you have to have a Reddit account to do so?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I personally, I just want to say this quick. I find it very, very fitting and apropos and honorable that Free Talk Live is using a system that Aaron Schwartz helped create. Aaron Schwartz, of course, being a hacker who was trying to get release a lot of freedom of information, essentially, and was arguably pushed by the government to suicide.
Right, yeah.
So I find that to be very fitting.
All right, well, we do have some calls on the line, gentlemen. Let's talk with John, listening in Carson City, Nevada. Hey, John, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys.
Hey, John.
I called to talk about immigration. I'm unconditionally for opening the borders. But
right on.
One problem that people see resulting from this, and I think it's legitimate, is that a lot of people are going to demand that the immigrants who come have equal political rights with existing citizens. So, for instance, that they be given the right to vote. Now, I don't think people should have the right to vote in the first place, so I'm not in favor of expanding the right to vote, and I don't think any major expansion in the right to vote has ever resulted in weakening government. I think it always results in strengthening government.
So here's my stance, and I'll let...
Did you call about this before, John? I think
it was Ian and I.
Okay, gotcha.
So you guys,
he wants to see what we think about it, maybe.
Yeah, right. This is the folks on here. I just want to make sure. I've had a chance to think about this, and I thought it was an interesting conversation a couple of weeks ago that John pointed out. Is, that's what folks are going to want. I imagine folks being the Democrats are going to want that, people from foreign countries, specifically Mexico and South American countries, be able to vote because they're more likely to vote Democrat. And I would say that, A, Republicans have only themselves to blame in that arena because they have allowed people who are xenophobic to, write the text of the Republican platform in that area. So if they had competed for these voters rather than trying to keep them out, which is obviously isn't going to work because the government can't keep them out.
Republicans actually get a lot of Hispanic voters because of the social conservatism or something?
I think they mostly get Cuban voters, and I would say that the Republicans do poorly in overall Hispanic vote, if you want to lump anybody from south of the United States into one voting block.
Yeah, I don't. And you're right. I mean, why even go there? I'm sorry I brought that up, but I have to say I really agree with John that I can't get excited about, anybody voting, and it's just not going to be something I'll advocate.
I have a practical solution, and this is practical. This is not philosophical. I don't think voting really fits. It's so convoluted and complicated. It doesn't even really fit into the philosophical discussion because my philosophy is your opinion of my life is irrelevant as long as I haven't harmed you. So your vote should not affect my life in any way, shape, or form. Currently it does. I don't think anybody should have the right to vote in a United States government or any government election that is forced and the results are forced upon me. But I think that the sort of practical solution is that anybody be able to come to this country. And, there's all kinds of benefits to open immigration. The world GDP would double if we had open immigration is the what experts say. And they're probably more expert-y than I am.
I could believe that, yeah.
Open up the borders and allow people to come to this country. People who come here from foreign countries should not be allowed to accept any kind of government assistance. What ever, zero. That would disincentivize people.
How about there just be no government assistance?
I'm fine with that, too. Okay. Yeah. I'm trying to come up
just
with practical solutions.
Yes.
I have to agree, too. I can't support any more people voting. You know, I just can't. But equally, I think if people were pushing for that, they're missing the elephant in the room in that the voting system of today was designed for 200 years ago and is so inefficient voting and governments are inefficient in and of themselves, of course, but it's designed for horse and buggy, and we're not in a horse and buggy world anymore. So if you want to make voting more accurate, or if you want people to be represented better, like people that would come over here with open borders, you got to look at the whole system. You can't just be talking about, okay, no, we need to allow these people to vote now. You need to be saying, no, how can we change this?
I was about to say that actually, immigrants already do have the power to vote. And I'm not talking about going to a ballot box and checking some politician's name. I'm talking about choosing what products they buy, and choosing how they live their lives. And essentially, I guess I don't really prefer the term voting for that, but we can call it that for the purposes of this discussion. But they do have a say in, you know, at least how they run their own lives, and to a certain extent shaping the world or shaping society in some small way via voluntary means, via market forces. What do you think about that, John?
Well, that all sounds good to me. I'm a little bit surprised to hear, especially Stephanie, not really. Usually I hear Stephanie side on equal treatment before the law, saying that if government is treating one group of people a certain way, then it must treat everybody that way. But in this case, you seem to be taking a different tack, which I think is the correct tack in this case.
So are you calling about this because you want to talk about gay marriage? Is that what you're getting at?
That's a similar issue. It's an issue where positive rights are on the table, and the question is which principle trumps, the principle of equal treatment or the principle of non-aggression? Which is the principle which libertarians should evaluate these situations in?
That's exactly what the question is, and I thank God somebody has just laid it out that way. And I'm going to continue to use that, because that's really what the fundamental principles are here. And I think that it's often the case is that libertarians are torn between these two principles.
Right.
Right.
Well,
and I think the core principle of libertarianism is non-aggression, and that is the correct principle. And that, too many libertarians will override that with equal treatment.
Well, yeah, I have to say, I mean, I do care about people who, you know, are basically being treated differently.
Yeah, but
you know,
with gay marriage, is that
aggressing upon anybody?
No, but I mean, is that expanding government or decriminalizing?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
right,
actually, gay marriage is already totally decriminalized.
What do you mean by that?
I mean, nobody gets arrested. No gays get arrested for being married. Nobody gets arrested for saying, I'm a gay and I'm married.
Right, but if they're...
This is my husband.
Okay,
there are people who where there are two, you know, polygamous marriages. Yeah, I was just about to say that. It is criminalized.
But gay marriage isn't criminalized. And he's claiming that marriage as sort of the greater term, which is a commitment from people together, as opposed to a government being involved. Because the government doesn't actually hand out marriages, even though they hand out marriage licenses. And this is where sort of we human beings have been tricked along the way.
Right. I know gay people who are married who don't have any license. I certainly wouldn't deny that they're married.
Right, yeah, but sometimes hospitals do and things like that.
I think John's got us, and it's not just me in this. It's, you know, you guys. We all three of us support equal treatment for gays under the law, and all three of us do not support immigrants getting equal treatment of the law as, you know, people born here as far as the vote goes.
Yeah.
And I think he's got us, and
it's a tough thing to
extricate myself from. I'm not willing to. I'm just willing to say, look, I'm taking the politically expedient route here, John.
Even if it violates non-aggression.
I'm doing my best, man.
He's trying to catch us in a trap. Hold the
He's
line,
got
John.
Us.
It's Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-711-5269. 1-800-711-5269. That's 1-800-711-5269. 1-800-711-5269.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Want to know how? Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. But if you still need and want to lose weight, if you're searching for a simple, safe, healthy approach to lose weight that is extremely easy to follow, listen to this. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program can help you lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more, and it fits both men and women of all ages. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. And the best part? If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. This program has helped thousands lose 18 pounds in 4 days, and it can do the same for you. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com. 18and4.com. Easy to download, easy to start losing weight today with 18and4.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Sunday Night Edition with Stephanie
and Brian
and Mark.
And you can visit our website at freetalklive.com. What else to promote about Free Talk Live? Well, if you go to the subdomain m.freetalklive.com, that's a site that's designed specifically for accessing Free Talk Live on mobile phones. So what it does is takes you to a quick and easy way where you can stream the show, because we figure that's what people are going to be primarily doing if they want to access freetalklive.com on a smartphone.
Porkfest X is from June the 17th through the 23rd at Rogers Campground in beautiful Lancaster, New Hampshire.
There was just something that went down at Rogers Campground that we just heard about today.
Yeah, the bingo hall.
There was a fire, yeah.
Yeah, they brought the bingo hall to the ground.
Yeah, I mean, it was. There's pictures of it online. That doesn't look pretty.
It
shouldn't affect Porkfest. I mean, it's still going to happen, you know.
Yeah, I think it's just sort of incidental. It's decoration.
No one was hurt, so.
No, thank goodness.
Yeah, nobody was hurt.
Right.
Which is, I think, why there were a lot of jokes going around online about the fire in the bingo hall and don't believe the official story.
Campsite 7 burned down, too.
Campsite 7 burned down.
Yeah, it isn't anywhere near the bingo hall, so it's very strange.
Wood doesn't melt.
Anyway, David Friedman, Lou Rockwell, Mary Ruard, Bob Murphy, and Free Talk Live will all be at Porkfest X, and it promises to be the biggest and best Porcupine Freedom Festival yet. You can get registered now at porkfest.com. That's PORCFEST.com, because it's the Porcupine Freedom Festival, not, the Flesh of Pigs Festival. Porkfest.com.
All right, yeah, and we are even going to be there on Porkfest Eve. Isn't that right, Mark?
We are. We're going to be there on Porkfest Eve, the day before Porkfest.
Limit yourself to the official dates of Porkfest, because it's actually...
You can go live at Rogers Campground for all I care.
Well, if you're going to be there on Sunday the 16th, you can see Free Talk Live in action. On Sunday, at least, yeah.
In the last segment, John brought up, and I think that he has adroitly, by the way, if you want to have sort of debatitarian topics like this on your mind, go to Porkfest X, because you'll have a great time. There's going to be 1,000
plus, I don't know,
liberty types there. And these are the kind of things that get, these are the way that metal upon metal people hone their beliefs one way or the other. And for me, I think John's right when he says that I take an expedient route in this area of immigrants and the vote. And the reason I do it is because I believe that this country, I believe that immigrants will all be better if immigrants can come here, work hard, and make a better life for themselves and better the community around me, than they will be if they're kept away because somebody's afraid of how they'll vote. Voting is a statistically insignificant act that really doesn't make that immigrant's life better or worse in any way, shape, or form.
Right.
So that's why I support the system, and it's completely from a practical stance. I think that it scares the bejesus out of some people, the idea of a whole bunch of immigrants coming here and voting in one particular way or another. And I do think that people from similar cultural backgrounds tend to vote similarly.
Okay, so what about with gay marriage? I mean,
I think
getting married does really affect somebody's life, and especially with when you're talking about taxes. Like, we can say, yeah, there should be no taxes, and I completely agree with that.
But I pay fewer taxes by filing jointly with my wife than I do by filing separately.
You have the option to do that because you're straight and you have a wife and you have a legal marriage or whatever, right?
Right.
So, and that's something that...
And I want gay people to be able to have that same ability that I've got in that particular arena, and I think it's politically feasible. Now that, so many people that are against gay marriage have lived their whole lives with gay people living in the same houses, doing whatever it is that their evil, godless ways are, that they can see that, America's not burning down around you.
Some people think it is, but that's the thing that really bothers me, I guess, about the issue of gay marriage. If I'm being totally honest about it, like, yeah, maybe I could say I don't really support legal marriage for anybody. Like, why can't people just marry one another privately, regardless of who they are, what gender, or how many people are involved, or whatever? And I think John would probably agree with that. But, I also feel a certain amount of sway from the idea that there are a lot of people out there who are just bigoted, and it has nothing to do with the state granting particular people privileges. It's just that they don't like homosexuals or homosexuality, and that's the thing that really bothers
me. So you're standing in solidarity with gays in this area, and I want to
show that I have compassion for them, and I do. I absolutely
And I'm trying to stand in solidarity with immigrants in my stance, too.
Mm-hmm.
What my foundational belief is not the non-aggression principle. I think the non-aggression principle is an interesting philosophic idea, but my foundational belief is peace. And I think that there's a hair's breadth difference in these things, and it gives me a little bit of wiggle room in this discussion.
Wait a minute, what's the difference?
Well, I think that it promotes peace in this circumstance for gays to be able to marry and have the benefits that straights do.
So, are you saying that it is actually aggressing against somebody?
I think it's aggressing that they allow one group to marry and another group not. But if I am going to have the least amount of aggression against immigrants, that I should support whatever it takes to get them into this country. That's what my idea is.
I'm totally confused by that.
All right. It's a politically expedient route as opposed to a philosophical route. I don't really believe in the non-aggression principle, and I know that that is sacrilegious.
I'm surprised to hear you say
that. I don't think
it
can be applied universally, and that's my problem. So I believe in a foundational belief in peace.
Brian, do you have any questions about that?
No, I understand what he's saying. I mean, there's something to be said for the idea that we are we're laying down quote unquote perfect principles in an exceptionally imperfect world.
That's what I mean.
Okay, and I can understand that. I can't speak for entire groups. I am reticent to ever speak for entire groups. I of course do. Am I fine with gay people getting married? Absolutely. If not, just for the fact that I have a vendetta with a lot of conservative groups.
Well, I don't think that's the right reason to support it.
Yeah. But there are definitely times where I mean, like just in the ways that I've made money. There's times where that has funded war, and yet I am about as anti-human death as anybody could possibly be on this planet. So, I mean, if that's what you're saying, I guess I don't know. Really, I'm confused by the whole thing, and it just doesn't. Yeah, that's about all I can say on it. I'd have to think about it more. It's something I'd have to get back to everybody on.
But that's by the way, one sort of unique aspect of Free Talk Live is you can call in on anything, bring up anything. And unlike a regular talk show where the host is sticking to a subject and he or she is pounding that subject all along, if you call in with something different, mm-hmm. you can't derail the conversation.
Right.
I've changed my opinion on things while being on. It's been 10 years on Free Talk Live. My opinion's changed. And, you know, maybe John here will change my opinion in some way, but I've got to see the way for myself for that to happen.
I mean, I think gay people getting married, they're acting in self-defense. I think foreigners coming in and be given the ability to vote would do nothing but hurt them and just validates their masters.
I was going to say, sometimes people use the self-defense argument with voting. I don't really see it.
I don't buy it.
I vote in self-defense.
Do you think? 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. If you're on hold, we'll get to you. Be patient. More coming up.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
The location, Denver Convention Center. Timeline, June 27th through 29th, 2013. The event, the Doomsday Expo. Our world and nation are changing. It's time for an educational experience that will enlighten you and the entire family at the Doomsday Expo, June 27th, 28th, and 29th at the Denver Convention Center. Check out the latest survival products, learn valuable survival techniques, meet other preppers, and meet guest speakers, including Dr. Joel Wallach, Scott Hunt, Jay Blevins, and more. Boost your knowledge with
seminars on natural disaster preparedness, long-term prepping, survival gardens, self-defense, off-grid living, and financial planning. Ladies will get a valuable female perspective on family defense and preparedness. There's even a casting call for Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, and everyone will enjoy the first dry food cook-off. Tickets are just $14 for all 3 days and a Saturday evening concert. Mark your calendars for June 27th through 29th and get all the details at DoomsdayExpo.com. DoomsdayExpo.com. Preparation starts here.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. It's the Sunday night edition with me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
Glad you're joining us tonight. Our number is 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live is a show where you can bring up anything that's on your mind. And we've had a wide variety of discussion topics come up tonight, starting off with a news story about fingerprinting foreigners that may have led to a call about immigration, which turned into gay marriage and bitcoins. Oh, my.
This is Free Talk Live.
Yeah. So, one more time, 855-450-FREE, or you can call us on Skype at lrn.fm.
Speaking of bitcoins, bitinstant.com is the fastest, safest, and easiest way to acquire bitcoins. BitInstant makes it possible for you to deposit money in more than a million locations around the world. And all you have to do is go to BitInstant.com, select how you want to fund your account. So maybe your account, maybe you want to fund your account through using the red MoneyGram phone at a Walmart or a CVS. Well, you tell them that's how you want to fund it, and then you tell them where your account is. So maybe you've downloaded the Bitcoin client from Bitcoin.org, or you've went and got a free account from Blockchain.info, which is a great way to for sort of the uninitiated to go and get their account. So you just tell them where the account is, and then you go and make the deposit on the MoneyGram phone, like you said you were going to. And by the time you get home, likely your money will be in your account. Because it works just that fast. It's BitInstant.com. That's BitInstant.com.
All right. Gentlemen, let's go to the phones and talk with Frank in New York. Oh, Frank, how I've missed you. What's on your mind?
Hello,
you're on Free Talk Live.
Tonight?
Doing very well.
I have a couple issues. One, regarding the Bitcoin. The Bitcoin appears to be a speculative financial instrument as well as a means of doing electronic financial transactions.
Yeah, I'd say that's true. But
the Bitcoin can be manipulated easily, as we've seen over the last year. where prices.
You know, there's more than one Bitcoin, right, Frank?
I do know that, but I know that theoretically the Bitcoin is to turn to zero in the year 2040. So from a mathematical perspective, it's very interesting and odd, and I believe they're using, with the Bitcoin, Markov chains of probability, which is one of the models that's been incorporated or was originally used with the derivatives and things. So it allows for tremendous expansion. There are problems I have with it.
But I wasn't aware of that, Markov.
It is both. It is a financial instrument. And it's also a speculative venture. And we saw within the last year, Bitcoins dropped immediately, very quickly, like gold, in the matter of, you know, a few days.
That's what I was going to say.
A lot of value over several years was taken out of the market in one afternoon. So,
that's what I was going
to
say.
You have to understand that it's volatile.
Mark has something to say.
Sorry, Frank. I was going to say that Bitcoin is similar to gold in that sense, is that it is a financial, speculative instrument.
Except that gold has an intrinsic value, and granted, it's pegged by a market daily. The point is, gold has an intrinsic value. If it was worth $1,800 a year ago, and now it's worth $1,300, the point is it still has that value. And that's the point I wanted to raise, Mark, that financial institutions, central banks, can immediately boost the price up of gold, or they can bring it down at will.
Yes,
and
they can.
And what I wanted to say is, currently the stable financial medium of exchange is the financial instrument that was used by the central banks in the year 2008. It's the special rights drawing card from the Bank of International Settlements. And that's basically what has propped up the euro and the dollar. And it looks like the yuan, the Chinese currency that will be the new reserve currency, is also pegged to that. So in a sense, you have to view Bitcoin as it is. And also, it's kind of intriguing, what's happened with the security of the Bitcoin. In one afternoon, several thousand or hundreds could be taken off digitally through a bug in the Bitcoin program. And it actually
a bug in the Bitcoin program?
No, not exactly, because it is open source, and so anybody can audit the code.
I think if you look at it, if you do the research, you'll see that. But what's intriguing about it...
Hold on.
That's the biggest statement you've made so far. I've generally agreed with everything you've said so far, except this.
Well, let's look at the transactions in a sense. What it does, it's an ingenious digital currency, no doubt about it. And it's interesting that the central banks, well, in a sense, the electronic transfers that the central banks use, are very similar in a sense. But it has a cryptographic protocol that did have a problem several years ago with Bitcoin. It's a cryptographic protocol, a digital cryptographic protocol.
Yeah, I heard that, but what problem are you referring to?
Well, in one afternoon, there was a faulty transaction or a bug in the program that took out many, many, many Bitcoins from digital circulation.
So a couple of years ago.
Is that true?
I would have to have that interpreted for me.
Do your research. I'm
not aware of any Bitcoins just disappearing, though.
Right. Well, let me just say this. I mean, any market.
It's a digital currency in a sense.
Okay. Here's the thing, though. Any market can be manipulated. Any single one, doesn't matter. Bitcoin can too, and I'll be the first one to say it.
Sure.
And I think, I've been calling it that it's been manipulated pretty artificially for a little while myself.
Sure.
But in any case, it comes down to the choice, because any market can be manipulated, gold, silver, whatever. In fact, I'll tell you, silver is manipulated out of its,
correct.
But my point is that you can choose the one that's regulated by people with power, or you can choose the one, regulation is different from manipulation. There is a difference there. Or you can choose the one that's not regulated by the powers that be, for lack of a better word. And that's where Bitcoin's strength, in my opinion, comes in. Regardless of coding changes and things like that, that's something I'll have to look into as well, and I will do that, Frank.
You will have to do that. Correct.
Yeah.
And
so, Frank, you have no Bitcoins, is that right?
I have to tell you, the what's intriguing about it is that I'm amazed, you know, people, you know, are, in a sense, using it, and the Treasury Department is coming down hard on it because, in a sense, it is a currency that wasn't registered and everything, and it'll be interesting to see how it plays out. Now, I have no connection with Bitcoin whatsoever, and I'm not involved, although I was trained as an economist and I study markets, I'm not working in any. So I see the errors in all of them, and you could say, you know, this week or last week when they had the great art auction here in New York for the spring season, you know, the Jackson Pollock painting going for $28 million, you know, was quite a high point for Jackson Pollock, and the Warhol, a mediocre Warhol, went for $38 million. The point is, like art, it has an intrinsic value, and it's handled within the market situation, the gallery or the secondary market being the auction house, its price is what the last person was willing to pay for it. And the point is, if there's a tremendous economic collapse and the investors and speculators that are buying the Pollocks and the Warhols don't have the money to do that, that $38 million painting may drop down to $30,000. It'll drop down to the price someone's willing to pay. So in a sense, we have to realize that in this time of volatility, with all markets and all financial instruments, they're all subject to plain manipulation. And sadly, the regulation in our markets, and we can go back to Bill Clinton or Ronald Reagan even, when the markets were deregulated and derivatives came into existence, that really signaled the end of the stability system. And granted, it took 30 years. But the point is, we're in quite a mess now. And
so, Frank, I have a question for you. How do you how do you invest your money? How do you preserve your wealth?
I really don't. I mean, I have to tell you, I'm kind of, you know, outside the system in a sense, meaning that, you know, I don't have income to invest and to do things, nor do I have a
Gotcha. Okay, thank you.
I've been an adjunct professor for many years, and there are no benefits with that.
I'm sorry to hear that, Frank. There you go. Thanks for calling tonight. Appreciate your thoughts. 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live. There's more coming up.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know when emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, It may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. It's the live Sunday night edition with me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
You can call us at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-FREE. Bring up whatever's on your mind. You can also call us on Skype at lrn.fm. I think we'll just go right to the phones, gentlemen. And John in North Carolina has been waiting patiently on the line. Hi, John. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, good evening. Is this the Mod Squad?
The Mod Squad.
I suppose.
Sure.
I was trying to make it funny. Hey, well, I mean, if you remember, well, I guess you can't be the Mod Squad. But anyway, listen, what I'd like to talk about is back in 2007 and 8 when the economy started going south, and then when we really ended up in the dumper, mm-hmm. and a lot of unemployment, in which... There's still a lot of unemployment. I've been looking for work for 3 years. I'm an ex-owner, operator, tractor-trailer driver, long distance, coast-to-coast, being an owner-operator, paying all the bills. And anyway, back in 2008 there, I'd be hauling from South Carolina to Seattle, Washington, into Northern California, to Idaho, picking up potatoes, running them down to Florida. I mean, I'm paying all the bills, the mortgage, the fuel, the tolls, paying everything.
Right.
And after being out for 21 days, I get back to Chesney, South Carolina, where, you know, we're housed out of. And I go in the office there and turn in all my bills. And after all the deductions, they give me a check for $500 for being out for over 3 weeks.
Oh.
That's pretty unpleasant.
That's
rough, yeah.
Yeah, so... I did that for about 4 months. I had enough of it, fighting blizzards. I mean, especially coming out of Northern California. I mean, black ice. I mean, blizzards in Chicago. I could tell you stories, go on and on. I'm not going to bore you, but the drivers that do go coast to coast, literally, they have their lives in their hands every day. And, you know, that fatigue is like driving while under the influence. Whenever I'd feel it coming on, I'd get off the road.
I believe it.
Yeah,
yeah,
me too.
Yeah, I really believe it's a hard job.
Very stressful. But anyway, what I wanted to talk about was the people that were responsible for a lot of the downfall of the economy of this country. Nothing has been done. Nobody's been arrested. Nobody's been prosecuted. The Obama administration appointed this lady to be head of the Securities and Exchange Commission, and just seems everybody has a title. They're a figurehead. They get a paycheck, And then when the Democrats are in power, the Republicans investigate them. When the Republicans are in power, the Democrats investigate them.
Yeah, nothing changes.
It's a little boring, isn't it? Just keeps on happening. Well, I would like to say that something did happen. There were a lot of foreclosures and a lot of Americans lost their homes.
Yeah, tell me about it. Driving through small town America, through Ohio, I mean, through all the states, the storefronts that were closed up, the businesses that were gone, no longer in business, more and more people hanging out on the streets. It's obvious what was going on, that everything was in a downtrend. But I mean nobody has been those mega hedge funds that were bundling all those mortgages and selling them off, and Moody's giving them a AAA rating, and they were worthless, giving them to people that couldn't make the mortgage payments. You know, nobody's been apprehended, nobody's been prosecuted.
No, they're not going to be either. Yeah, I don't think they ever will. I mean, power is not going to, you know, arrest itself. You know what I mean? It's just not going to happen.
It's still a class-based society, and the upper class is not going to go after the upper class.
Right.
You can see that they were more than willing to tell the rest of us, look, the millionaires need your money, and we're going to have to, you know, bail them out. And they did. They hawked your grandchildren's future in order to go into debt to give more money to people who acted irresponsibly. And they'll do it again. They'd do it today if they could, if they needed to.
Yeah, you know, I try to be informed. You know, I didn't get my PhD. I got my GED. But still, I can read and write, and I pay attention. I like to try to be informed, you know. And it's like, you know, the Republicans that keep talking about all these people on Section 8 housing, food stamps, these government programs. Well, suppose all these millions of people weren't on these programs. What do you think would happen inside this country?
Well,
you got no
job,
no money, and no food, and you got a lot of veterans that are pissed off. What do you think would happen?
Yeah,
but revolutions are started when people are hungry. Yeah, I'll give you that. That's one of the reasons why I think that they probably hand out free food.
I would like to think that maybe they'd come together and try to find ways to help one another, you know, which is difficult now.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be nice if they would stop investigating one another, really focus on the problems for the people of this nation, the people that have sacrificed their lives, the working people that go unrecognized, the ones that do the most and get paid the least, and they never complain, you know?
Yeah, I see where you're coming from, John. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate your thoughts.
I think it's truckers like that that really, you know, make this nation go. And he's right. They drive for too little. And
that's why we try to say on the show, thank you for your service to the truckers. Right?
Market forces. I hope he can, you know, find some, work that, that you know, makes him happy.
You know, it's a time right now like where a lot of people are thanking veterans and soldiers and everything. And I personally am a veteran, and I will say, please don't thank me at all. But you can thank that guy that just called in.
Yeah.
For making this country and the world really go round and round.
All of them. Remember, there's ones out there that are driving today, too.
Yep.
They're putting up with all the crap that
absolutely
he wasn't willing to put up with.
Yeah, you know? Every single one of them. And you can thank the truck drivers in Kazakhstan. They have truck drivers there. Thank them, too. You know, that's fine. But please do not. At least this veteran, don't thank me for anything.
Yeah, so 855-450-FREE is our number here on Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. Or call us on Skype, lrn.fm. Brian, now for something completely different. You had an article about nudity, is that right? And it being healthy?
Yeah.
Tell me more about that.
Yeah, this is from immortallife.info. It's a blog. And it's nudity provides health benefits for your body and brain. I mean,
I'm really curious.
I read the title and I'm just excited.
Why are we wearing clothes right now?
Exactly.
Surprise.
Well, you know, I mean, for
we're killing ourselves.
You know, it's a funny thing. Before I even get into the article, it's a funny thing. You have people walking around wearing, you know, their suits, a suit coat, and it has a collar. For what?
Yeah,
why do you have a collar?
I guess it started out for modesty, right?
Think it started out because to keep you, you know, from getting cold.
Uh-huh.
But when's the last time you saw somebody other than a hipster walking around with their collar up?
Well, today, actually.
Really?
I saw a guy who had on a tweed, this would be called sports coat, jacket.
Okay.
A tweed jacket, and it was cold outside, and you know, it went from sunny to cold, and this is New England,
it
right?
It is unusually cold this weekend here.
Yeah, that's 15 true. Minutes, the weather will change for you. And he flipped up his collar. It wasn't the nicest suit in the world. This isn't a suit. It's a sports jacket.
Right, right.
And it wasn't the nicest one, but he did flip it up for warmth. And that's what collars were for, and ties were sort of, you know, to keep things off of your nice shirt. You wore this tie thing, and then that sort of stuck.
Right.
And a collar is intended to be flipped ups for when you needed extra warmth around your neck, and so there's a lot of sort of, you know,
there's purposes there, but I don't think, they're hangers on, though, because nobody uses it for that stuff. I mean, like, the bow tie was meant for the same purpose, to, like, keep your collar tight. And, I mean, what, bow ties are worn at, you know, proms today, in the middle, at the end of May or June. And when do you need, what do you need to be warm for that day? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I have to say, I do feel for men, you know, with ties and bow ties, because they look pretty uncomfortable.
And to make it worse, somehow people get sold on this lie that they're like statements of good breeding, or they're statements of good of being wealthy or something like that.
Yeah, I think it's a silly thing that has no purpose.
Right, it has no purpose at all. How is that? What kind of statement is that?
It's the other sexes, though, that drive this. I mean, now I feel bad for women in high heels, too. I can't.
Oh, yeah.
That's terrible. Like,
I can't stand it.
A man can figure out how to wear a tie without it binding up on his neck and causing, you know, problems. And they really do. A tight tie will cause problems. But, you know, there's no way to make a high heel work for your anatomy.
Right.
But women wear high heels in order to make their calves look better to, I guess, attract men. And
well, some
I can tell
say
you, I got a lot more attention when I wore
heels.
Yeah, when I wore heels, I got a lot of when I wore a jacket and a tie, if I'd, say, go out for drinks after work or something like that, I know why they were interested, and it was the jacket and the tie speaks of, you know, disposable income, and that's just the reality of what the dating market was like there.
But, you know, men did really wear heels just a couple hundred years ago. Why did that stop?
Yeah.
Cowboys wear heels.
And is that the partner you want to attract, right? Someone who says, ooh, money.
It's an excellent question to ask yourself.
Right.
And was I trying to attract a partner long term? The answer was no.
Yeah. Well, hour three is coming up, but in the meantime, you can call us at 855-450-FREE and tell Mark how great he looks in heels.
And fishnet stockings.
This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Money's tight and gas is expensive. Learn how each time you fill your tank, you can get 10 to 20% better mileage. That could easily save you $1,000 a year. I've been using the Fuel Treatment XFT in my cars for over 6 months. I keep track of my mileage and it works. Save yourself $1,000 a year. Start using XFT. Go to xft.freetalklive.com. Improve fuel economy, prolong engine life, increase horsepower, and reduce emissions. It works. xft.freetalklive.com.
If you don't feel as good as you'd like, or if you're looking to get a jump start on a new healthier you, Youngevity has your answer. The Healthy Start Pack is antioxidant rich and beyond compare because you get all 90 essential nutrients and 115 fruits and vegetables. To order your Healthy Start Pack today, call 607-739-5595. Again, that number is 607-739-5595. Once you start taking a Healthy Start Pack, you will see and feel why our motto is 90 for life.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.